Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Make money, make money, money, money.
Hold out here for a pill. Ain't nothing. Granny tryna get this money for the real.
I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. It is Waiver Wire Tuesday. All the Waiver Wire videos have dropped, and I'm here to answer your Waiver Wire questions and whatever questions you guys have. If you're watching this on replay, hit subscribe and turn on all notifications so you can find out, so you can get notified when we go live. There we go. Mouthful. Shout out to everyone who's on already. Johnny, what up, what up? Yeah, FTD, for those who don't know. Fuck team defense. Toyota One, what up, what up? Devo, what up? JJ, so, well, Kyler is on a bye week. Pick one. Russell, Drake, Mayer, Jared Goff. Jared Goff, yeah. And Stranger, shout out to the Houday Nation. And Crispy, what up, Crispy? Shout out to the guy who's keeping you guys, who's keeping the you guys updated with the best ball. Hell yeah, got a lot of pictures to go through from Crispy, and yeah, we're gonna get everything together by tomorrow. And all the updates happen on Patreon, 420crew.com. You could join for free to follow the best ball, follow the best ball recaps. Ed in the house. What up, Ed? What's going down, bro? And I've been debating. What do you guys think about... I wouldn't be able to go through as much, but what do we think about me actually going live? Or not live, but me recording a video of these updates. Hey, TJ in the house. What up, bro? Let's see. For Ed, Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts? Let's see. Who's the Stallion got this week? Stallion's got the Chiefs. It's going to be a tough matchup. Then who's Hurts have? Where's the Eagles? Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. I'm not in start sit mode yet. I haven't even gone through all the matchups yet, so I'm looking. Oh, yeah, they got the Commandos on Thursday. This one's kind of tough, man. Feel like I almost want to go Jalen Hurts versus the Commandos. Chiefs defense is tough. Hey, Frizzil, throwing in the super sticker. What up, my brother? Appreciate ya. Bakes in the house. What up, what up? Johnny said, I like it. Everyone wants to see if they made the list, like with the wafers videos. Yeah. Okay. I guess I got to figure that part out because I can always drop the video, have that drop first, and then drop, you know, the big recap maybe like a day later or something. Because, yeah, that's what's – it's also tough. Like, I'm not – like, can't just read off like 100 videos or 100, like, teams, you know. That's another part that's tough about this. So I guess I gotta figure that out. Gotta figure that part out. And Roberto, what up? Said, are you trading Josh Jacobs and Garrett for Bijan and DK? No, at this point of the season, I'm not making trades like that. Like, if I'm a team that's winning, I want to make a trade where I'm trading two or three of my depth pieces for one better player. And if I'm a losing team, I want to trade like one of my better players for a lot more depth and multiple starters. Those are the only kind of trades that I want to be making at this point. Not making trades like that at this point. Got to be smart. Got to be smart. And JJ said, you get to see the end of the Lions-Chiefs game. Both were insane. Yeah, yeah. Just very insane. Crispy said a video would be awesome. All right, all right. We'll figure this out. And Papa J, what up, bro? Let's smoke it up. And Justin said, making a comeback. There we go. What are you at? What's your record? Frizzo should have been streaming kickers since the start. Koo isn't cutting it for me. Yes, it's tough, man. Like, I mean, just like with team defense, depending on the scoring, kickers, defense, you should just always be streaming those guys. And it's because, and some people justify it. Oh, whoa, I drafted him like this early. Don't draft him early. Don't draft him early. You are way more likely to hit on a wide receiver or a running back that you have an idea about, that, you know, shooting our shot with our sleepers. Way more likely to hit on that than to hit on the actual defense that stays on top. The number one scoring defense plus has no bad weeks. I don't even know if that is going to exist this week. And the same with kickers. Like, if you draft one that early, like, not only do they have to be number one, they have to have like no bad weeks or else they are screwing you. Hey, shout out to Derek. What up, bro? Lipsy said, two-man flex, James Cook, Monty, Devonta, Hawkinson. Monty. Going to be tough for James Cook this week versus the Chiefs. I think you got to sit him. Who's Hawkinson got? Titans. I'm going to say Monty and Devonta. Devonta kind of screwed us last week. The matchup is there. TJ, fun fact, if the Rams scored in the final seconds and missed the two-point last night, we had three finals in a row. Damn, you were that close, huh? Josh Sweat, a blog game. Yeah, dude. Like, I hate him, man. I'm going back to just hating him. Has two good games in a row. Gets me to say I like him, and then he does it again. I've seen this story. Same story, different chapter. Zaire, what up, bro? Said 420 crew on top. Hell yeah, let's get it. So I won this week, but everyone else who was also at the bottom with me won too, so I didn't move up for shit. Well, I mean, you need those people at the top to lose also. You know, you really do. So you just got to, you got to keep winning either way. But, you know, sometimes that's good. Did it make it to where you're less games back from making the playoffs? It should, right? Got to keep winning. Because what do we got? We got week 11, 12, 13, 14. We got four more weeks. Four more weeks. The final third of the regular season stretch here. Let them know, Derek, appreciate you. Hit that like, hit that thumbs up, hit that subscribe. And go check out the waiver wire videos that we did. Everybody who watched the waiver wire video, let me know what you thought of the new format for the offense. The IDP staying the same. The IDP's fine the way that it is. But I just felt like I had to retool a little bit for the offensive waiver wire. And I feel like because the videos were so short, they weren't really getting promoted that much by YouTube. And, you know, it's like a 10-minute video, but I covered everything. We covered the wide receivers. We covered running backs. We covered the defensive streamers. I still gave four defensive streamers. Probably going to make it a little bit longer next time. Waivers just sucked this week. Like, it was really bad. I mean, there's four teams on bye, you know? So there's a lot of guys who I just didn't talk about, you know, just because of that. And what'd Lipsy say? I would say Addison, but I'm dropping him. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing that's tough. I talked about Josh Oliver, and he's definitely One of those don't tell nobody guys.
Don't tell nobody.
They have such a good schedule for the tight end that both tight ends probably will be able to keep eating, and that kind of sucks for like Addison. It sucks for Naylor and all that, but they really like Josh Oliver, and they have him like they're using him in a very interesting way. And since Hockenson's came back, he's even been doing better, you know? And I think now there's eyes on Hockenson. It's kind of just like wide open. So just something to think about. And we got two new followers and new first-time chatters on Twitch. What up, guys? So this is Meninist. And I said, would you trade my Tucker Kraft and JSN for Kelce and Jameson Williams? Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. I want Kelce. I don't really want Jameson Williams that bad. But to be able to get the upgrade for Kelce, I feel like I would take the downgrade at wide receiver. Very not too often would I say be super excited about like a 2-for-2 trade like this. I actually like don't like trades like this, but to get Kelce, it's worth it, man. It's worth it. Let me see. What's the other one? Vibe with Khan. What up? First time chatter, new follower. What up? Zay and BTJ for Dell, Hunt, and Cup. I feel like I would Hunt. I mean, he's on borrowed time, and they're bringing Pacheco back. Like, they're going to designate him from IR pretty soon here. But Cup, definitely like getting him. And I'm nervous about BTJ and the Jaguars. So I think I would do it. And Roberto, thanks, man. What about Jacobs and Reed to get that top-tier RB? I mean, if you could get Saquon, that's really the only person. Like, he's the top of the top. And I know it would, like, might be easier to get him this week since he didn't have that good of a week this past week. But his schedule is money coming up. Justin set him in sixth place after starting the season. 0-4. Nice. So what's your record now? But hell yeah, dude. Love to hear that, man. Love to hear that. That's good. After a lot of people might have quit at 0-4. That's good, dude. Good shit. Winston or Caleb? Crispy says, I'm going Winston versus the Saints. They finally get a decent matchup. And Toyota 1, Russ or Geno? I feel like I want to go Russ versus the Ravens, man. Like, look at what Joe – I know he's no Joe Burrow, but I'm just saying, like, everyone is doing this on the Ravens, and they might be without Kyle Hamilton. Yeah, Russ.
Too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous. We're so dangerous. My Flipmo squad is dangerous.
Flipmo squad is dangerous. And Brandon, need 2 out of 3. Mooney, Pearsall, J-Mo. Mooney, because he won't be the one covered by Patrick Surtain. I'm going Mooney and J-Mo in this one. And then remember, guys, don't take a Tuesday answer or Wednesday answer as a final answer. Remember that. Lipsy for me. I really like that everything is all in one video, way more easy. Okay, good. That's why, I mean, that's one of the reasons for doing it, hoping that more people will just watch this one video, you know, and the one video will lead to a lot more views instead of having like 5 different videos or whatever, 6 different videos, because it ended up just being a lot of work and a lot of extra editing. And everybody else, I'd like some more feedback. If anybody else has any more feedback about the offensive waiver wire video, I appreciate it, because we tried a new format today, and just curious what everybody thinks, because I didn't ask anybody or, you know, anything ahead of time or tell you guys anything. I just felt like this was something to do, so I just went ahead and did it. Abraham, do you drop Mason for Esteme? Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Frazil got Murray and Otten on by this week. Gonna need Ferg and Winston / May to have the best game of their career, unless I pick up Knox or Oliver as plug and play. Let me go double check this, but like last I remember, Texans were very, very good against defending the tight end. And I know Laporta, you know, is a little bit different, you know, no matter what, even though Laporta has been sucking, he's still different, you know. Let's go see. Oops, wrong one. Yeah, I mean, there's only been two games where they've given up like top 10 numbers to a tight end, and that was Hunter Henry and Laporta. Outside of that, they've been doing good at shutting down the tight ends. So I would be a little bit weary about Fergie, and I probably would go pick up Oliver. I probably would, yeah. Johnny says that's a great price for Kelsey. Who knows what JSN does with DK back? Exactly. I mean, a lot of question marks, right? We already know what Kelsey's going to be. Like that. That's the person that we are for sure about out of all four of those players. And hey, what up, Russell? Hey, the names are back. There we go. And it says Stafford or Love. Ooh. Man, Love's got the Bears, dude. And the Bears shut down quarterbacks like nobody's business. Could Love go out there and, you know, buck the system a little bit? Like, maybe. But, yeah, I feel like I'm just rocking Stafford versus the Patriots. And Lipsy said it's crazy being 4-6, but having third in points for bro. Like, I mean, I have one league where I think I only have 3 wins and I have the most points in the league. It's fucking ridiculous, dude. So next year, here's what I'm doing. I'm gonna go post this in all of the leagues tonight, right when I get done with this. Every single dynasty league that I'm doing, we are doing game against the median now, because it doesn't eliminate all the bad luck of the schedule, but it eliminates a little bit of the bad luck of the schedule. And I feel like that's just where a lot of bullshit comes in, is because of the schedule. And just like for the reason why I eliminated tight ends and we turned it into a flex spot, it was to eliminate, you know, a little bit of bullshit, you know. And I feel like the game against the median takes away a little bit of the bullshit bad luck of your schedule. Not all of it, but a little bit of the bullshit bad luck of your schedule. Because I know I've had multiple times this year where I'm like the second highest scoring team and played the first highest scoring team. And when you're in enough leagues, you're going to see, you're going to go through a bunch of that bullshit either way. But yeah, this is a move that I'm making for all the leagues next year. For all the dynasty leagues. And Frizzo, not sure if I should start May versus the Rams or Winston versus the Saints. Winston, bro. Hey, Ram, I thought dropping Lockett or Leggett. Thoughts on dropping Lockett or Leggett for MVS, Watson, or Bateman? I think that I would just hold MVS. Obviously, he's going to be one of the hottest waiver wire ads this week because of lack of options.
Well, obviously.
But that the game that he had, unless he's dropping like 2 touchdowns, like in all these games, more often than not, it's going to be really bad because he's never been a volume guy and he's not going to be a volume guy. Lockett and Leggett can be volume guys, and I feel like I would rather have them. Maybe Bateman over Leggett, but I don't know. I mean, I just don't know how often we're going to see Bateman doing his thing like that. He's proved me wrong a few times, but. Zach, here's my waiver wire pickups. Add San Fran, drop New York's D, perfect. Add Janu, add Russell Wilson, drop Kate Otten. They're on a bye, huh? Add Jacoby Myers, drop Juwanna Man Jennings. I'd keep Juwanna Man. But yeah, I mean, I like most. I mean, sucks about Kate Otten. Is it just because he's on a bye? What up, Kelly? Is really helpful to have the waiver wire content in one video. Love it. Perfect. Perfect. I agree with Lipsy. It was nice and easy to have it all in one place. Awesome. And Zeke, would you drop Taysom Hill, Kraft, or Worthy for anyone on the wire? Probably Worthy. Estimate, I would drop Worthy for Estimate and Bateman and put in and Bateman only like putting in a claim on both, you know, with the same person. Frazil, would you start Gesicki or Ferg even if Hockenson plays? I don't know, man. I'm nervous about Gesicki. Like, I really am. Like, and it's not a good matchup for him either. So I'm probably not starting Gesicki. What up, Chef Ran? Johnny said, I'm not happy about where I have to play Love this week. Yeah, Montez, get right game. We'll see, man. Median is good. Hell yeah. Chef Ran, where do we sign up for your league? So if you go to 420crew.com, that gets you to the to our social, to our like private social media. It's our Patreon. And I'm always posting about leagues there first. I'm posting about a lot of things, like the squares get posted about a lot, the league recaps, the live streams. And then I will be mentioning different leagues that are available, especially during the off season. Like, a lot of the posts are going to be about the leagues that are going on in the off season. And Meninist, he said, my league started the median last year. Love the change. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think, I hope there's no pushback against it. I literally see no downfall to adding it, other than like people mentally not being able to deal with the, you know, it's week four and there's an 8-0 team, you know, or there's just eight games in the wins and losses. I feel like that might be the only issues, people not like mentally getting over the, like, there's two games per week, you know. And Crispy said, my IDP is shit in 12. What's going on over there? Like, who are your IDPs? You're not hitting waivers? Zara, it's only a 1 week thing for Kate. Okay. And salute my brother. Lipsy said, please keep the who should you drop players. Gonna love that. Yeah. And I feel like now's a perfect time to start being putting players in there. And I was kind of just going off of the trends today. I made it a little bit easier, but next week I'm going to be, you know, bringing other players outside of the trends that I think you can drop or that you should try to trade away. Cause I think that a lot of trade deadlines are like next week. So yeah, we'll get that on there. And Corey, what up, bro? Drop Coker for Chin. I got plenty of wide receiver depth. DK. Yeah, I mean, if you need DB help, like I really like Chin's schedule. They've been using him really good. He's finally having a little resurgence, man. Like, he's been hurt for like a few years, just like literally playing hurt. And yeah, it is. It's nice. What up, Carlos? What up, bro? And Frizzo, can't wait to be a part of the 420 crew leagues next season. And yeah, not just next season, starting 2025, literally in January, the drafts are going to start for the NFL playoff leagues that I host. They're 12 team leagues, $20, $35 buy-ins, $55 buy-ins. There's going to be options with IDP, without IDP, and there's going to be drafts happening like literally every day, like multiple drafts happening every single day. And so it's going to be fun. If anyone has the itch to draft, I got the drafts that are going to help scratch that itch. Trust me. These are so fun. So fun. And Turtle One Scene, you dropped the playoff in the chat coming up here not too long. Exactly. Yeah, here, let me... I'll throw in this doc. The bylaws for the playoff leagues. Just go save this link, guys. Go check it out. But you guys want to get into it. It's very fun. These are going to be the redemption leagues. You need some redemption because you didn't win. Here's where you come get some redemption. Crazy how one of the best schedules for a QB is Will Levi's. Yeah, it sucks, dude. So is Caleb. Like, and but it's because of, you know, the what's it called? The divisions they play in and such. And of course, the DBs are blanking ship. Alante Taylor, should I even worry about picking up Chin? Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about it. Those guys, more often than not, will just be locked and loaded starters, like especially Alante Taylor, man. He's just been so good. So good. John, appreciate you, bro. Said wiping my feet on the way in. If you guys don't know what that means, it means hitting that like button. Go ahead and hit that like button. If you have not, peeps, let's go see how many peeps do we got hitting the like button so far. We got a little bit more than a dozen. We can get more. And Carlos having Tank Bigsby. I'm thinking of picking up someone from the waiver wire, either Esteme or Gus Edwards or MVS. I think I would do Esteme over the other two. Kind of ugly right now, though. Corey said Quentin Johnson droppable in 12s. It depends on who you're dropping him. He's kind of like one of those guys, like just right on the fringe for me, because I would rather have QJ than MVS. You know, he's the hottest waiver wire pickup like this week, and there's not too many waiver wire pickups, you know. And Frizzell said, oh shit, hell yeah, I'm down for those drafts for sure. It's going to be fun. It is going to be very, very fun. You guys do not want to miss out. And so I'm literally going to keep talking about this for the next month till the end of the season. I'm literally going to talk about this until they're over. Until they're over. And Bang and Play, what up? Should I trade Chubb and Reed for DK? I probably would. Yeah. I probably would. That's a nice upgrade. Hit him with a 55. Hey, Matt in the house. What up, bro? Lipsy said 100% joining that. And tell your friends about this too. Like, there's going to be options for everybody. If you have friends who are like super nervous about joining the IDP, I recommend everybody join the IDP. It just makes it to where less luck is involved. And as long as you have a good crop of like drafted defensive players who all don't exit in week one, you won't be at a super disadvantage because there's not too many people that you have to learn, even if it's your first time in IDP. And like in the leagues that are offense only, if you have like one quarterback that goes off, like that team's just going to be at such an advantage, you know, right away. And sometimes it makes it a little harder to keep up unless you draft a really, really amazingly. But just food for thought. Yeah. But everybody tell your friends about this. This is going to be super, super fun. And of course, I dropped Gesicki for Njoku. Or Oliver, keep Gesicki. Now, I'd drop Gesicki for one of those two guys. Who the Browns got? Browns got the Saints. Let's see. Saints. Kind of middle of the road against the tight ends. But let me see. And then who's Oliver play? Oliver. Oh, you got the Titans. That's not good. But I guess let's see where the Titans have been since week six. So the Titans actually since week six are actually a great, great matchup. And week six is when their bye kicked in. Let me see who has a better schedule just rest of the way. Because one of these guys you might be keeping for the rest of the way. So let's see. Yeah, Vikings. I mean, they got four money matchups coming up. And then Njoku. Shit, he's got even more money matchups. You know, I'm leaning Njoku. There we go. Leaning Njoku. What up, Charter? Trade. I give up Cup. I get Dobbins, Ladd, McConkey, and Mahomes. You got to upgrade that other wide receiver, man. You got to get that guy to upgrade the wide receiver. So he didn't like neighbor. He didn't want to give up neighbors, huh? Yeah, it's kind of tough, man. You don't have to do that trade, but you probably should do some kind of trade like that. The thing that sucks is like Ladd's not going to start for you like at all. And J.K. Dobbins is kind of like a fringe starter. I mean, Mahomes would be like an everyday starter. Hey, King D, shout out to the LBC. What up? Chef Rand Ridley trying to ball out, man. I hope so. Because I need a tight end. Taysom Hill, Hunter Henry, Janu Gesicki. Let me see. The Rams have been a good matchup, right? Yeah, I think I would go Hunter Henry. Dang it, what was the question, Russell? And of course, I got Otten on bye. Should I drop Otten or Johnston for a tight end? Johnston. Yeah, nobody else? Nobody, no other options? Yeah, Matt, we need a Tua to Waddle connection. And Mr. Wombo, including that 16 team 50 slot dynasty league where. Oh, yeah. Of course. The crazier, the better, bro. Crazier, the better. Oh, don't forget to share the board. All right. Let me see. I'll share that with you right now, Matt, before I forget. I always post it on Patreon. I don't know if you're still there, Matt, but I always post it on Patreon. And Corey said, who to pick up for IFP flex, IDP, right? Sherwood, Pratt, Speed. What? How is Speed available? Go pick up EJ Speed. Do it. I am your, what up, bro? Jason said, we trade Darnold, Garrett Wilson, Cedric Tillman for Jaden Daniels, Adams, Marvin Harrison. Probably. Yeah, I mean, I'm not super hyped. I mean, it's so even, like, it's kind of like, you know, I feel like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, like, type thing. Because I really feel like right now, I don't really want to make even trades like this where it's like everyone's trying to be all fair and even. Like, I don't know. I don't like it. Like, if I'm a contending team right now, I'm trying to find someone who's not a contending team who's trying to make a move, like a last minute move to be able to hopefully make the playoffs with a couple wins in a row. And it would be because of my depth. Like, that's what I'd be trying to do. Oh, I was responding to the guy who said AJ's droppable. Okay, sounds good, Matt. And Frizzell's called Komet or Conklin better than Ferg this week. I feel like the Packers are a good mat, like good to deploy your tight end against. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Komet. Yep. Jason said, will you trade Pollard for Ridley or Ladd? It's tough to trade for Ridley, but I mean, his schedule and everything, I feel like I potentially would. If Pollard's just a bench guy for you, I would, and do it for Ridley. Trade Kyren and Puka for Saquon. That's a lot. It's probably too much. Crooners in the house. What up, Crooners? Daniel Berry, what up? Crispy said, what would you expect someone to give for Mixon, mainly picks? If I have Mixon right now, and the way that he's been playing, I'm shooting for trying to get two firsts. First and a second and a late pick. If you're in our, this is ultimate value of what I'm trying to get. What could I expect someone to get? Like, you might be like, people might try to give you just a second, you know, if you're not very clear about the value that you're placing on him. Well, yeah, just picks. I'm trying to get two first rounders. If I can't get two first rounders, trying to get a first and a second, plus like some kind of later pick as well. This is for the peeps in the IDP leagues where we have 7 draft picks per year. If you're able to get a first and a second in just an offense only league, that I feel like that would be, that'd probably be the lowest that I would take for him. Because he's just not going to fall off the map. Like, he's not someone who's going to lose all of his value by next year, you know? Even look at a guy like Chubb, who's, like, regaining some of his value back after, like, it seemed like there's half the world who, like, gave up on him and who wouldn't trade a fifth rounder for him, you know, if that was an option. But now it's a little bit different. And even though he's not doing that good, he's healthy. and he's building back up his value. And so, yeah, a guy like Mixon, he's just, he's top of the food chain right now in running back value. Maybe not like, you know, because who else? Like, who would be a younger guy who you'd want like more than Mixon? Like, I don't think anybody wants to pay up at all for a running back. So you're going to pay up for a solidified one. Hey, Toyota One, let's do it.
Bong hit.
And Corey said, Njoku or Jonnu or Muth? Njoku, bro. Njoku. It's, he's got a great schedule coming up, and it's a really good matchup this week. That's why I said Njoku. Hey, hey, Toyota One, showing love on Twitch. Yeah, appreciate you, my brother. And Brian on Facebook, what up, what up? And yeah, Toyota One resubscribing over there. Appreciate you, my dude. We're gonna smoke this bong hits for you, bro.
Bong hit.
I'll smoke it with you, bro.
You got perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker.
There we go. Shout out to our homies at Wafers, keeping us nice and lit. Oh yeah, with the hydro mints. Let's go. Oh, look at Toyota One. You hitting all the drops right now.
Man, fuck Tony!
Put a bullet in his bubble goose. He put a bullet in his bubble goose. You can be at the party getting loose, but you can catch a bullet in your goose.
And back to Brian. He said, what could I get out of James Cook and Ray Davis in Dynasty? I don't know like how people would feel about the combo. Like, I don't know if adding Ray Davis into the mix, like obviously it would warrant another pick, but it might make it to where you get less for Cook, if you know what I mean. Like, I feel like if you sold them both separately, or just sold James Cook, like you're going to get a better value for that one person than adding in the other one. And then probably not getting that good, like, you know, them probably not wanting to add more in. It's almost like Ray Davis would be the throw-in on whatever you're doing. I would say for James Cook, easily a first and a second, if not two firsts. I mean, the way that he's looking right now. I mean, that's ultimate, like, you know, peak value. And you should only be selling him to someone who is trying to buy a championship. If they're not trying to buy a championship, I'm not trading with those people right now. Because if I'm trying to trade someone like James Cook, it should be because I'm kind of rebuilding, you know? So are you rebuilding? If so, you only want picks and you want to load up. And no to Muth, bro, Njoku, Corey. Russ says start D-Hop, Aaron Jones, Chase Brown. I'll say D-Hop and Chase Brown for right now. We got to find out more about Aaron Jones. And Jeff, what up, bro? He said, rest of season, BTJ or Calvin Ridley. Probably Ridley, man. It's like weird to say that, too. And then Otten or Hockenson. Probably on the Otten side. Probably on the Otten side. And Texans D or the Dolphins D this week. Who the Dolphins got again? Raiders. Oh, man, that might be nice. That could be nice. And they're in Miami. Texans got the Cowboys, though, man, on Monday Night Football. I think that the Dolphins' defense is better than the Texans, so that's why I'm going to lean on the Dolphins. Yeah. And Corey, pick up Russ or just play Goff against Jax? I would just play Goff against Jax. Well, yeah, Derek smoking on that Wafers pack. Let's get it. Jeff said, once again, you have the best sound bites.
I know all this, okay, but I do like hearing it, so go on.
Hey, shout out to Buck. What up? Shout out to the islands. What up, homie? Brian Thomas to drop now. He's fringe droppable. If you're talking about that league where you only have like three bench spots, yeah, he's for sure droppable. If that's the league specifically you're talking about with like no bench depth at all, yeah, I wouldn't want to house him. He's fringe droppable. It just depends on the size that, of the league that you're in. I think that I would rather have BTJ over MVS. You know, and that's, he's the hottest waiver wire ad like this week for wide receivers. Brian said, I'm currently 3-7. Okay. So yeah, you're being more, I mean, whether it's full rebuild or not, you're in a place where you're trying to stack up some picks. I'm assuming like there's some leagues that I'm 3-7 in, looking to trade away a few picks. You trade away some of those guys, but it's really the first and seconds that we're after. Like, almost nothing else matters besides the first and second. You know, it's nice to get those third and fourths like thrown in if you're an offense only. It's nice to get those later, you know, ones thrown in. But first and seconds is all that matter. Like, nothing else like matters. So I'd be trying to trade Cook for like, if you could get two firsts and a second for that whole package, I'd probably do that. Like, that's, I mean, that's ultimate peak value. That's like, you know, the most that you could probably ask for. But that's what I like to tell people. I like to tell people the most that you can ask for. So at least you have value in your head of what you'd be trying to go for. Because, you know, if you ended up settling on a first and 2 seconds, that's still pretty good. You know, it's not two firsts and a second, but it's still good. And it's really all about having just a certain type of value that you're just not going to waver on, because you don't want to give people up for nothing. I see people do that too much in Dynasty, especially with a guy like Cook. His value could go up from this year to next year. So even just holding him, his value should go up. Guy like Ray Davis, who knows? Who knows? It might just stay the same as what it is value-wise. And Perry said, would you trade Dobbins for Lamb? Maybe, because I don't really like the schedule for Dobbins moving forward, but he's kind of almost proving that the schedule doesn't matter. He's like voluming his way to like good points, like either way. So, I don't know. That'd be a little tough. If Dobbins is like one of a lot of running backs and like you need wide receiver help, sure, that'd be an easy fix. You didn't give me that kind of context though. So I'm just guessing you're kind of just trading someone you want, someone you don't want for someone that you want. That's what I assume. And Celtics, what up on Twitch? He said Bijan 24.7 in the last 5 games. Top 2 RB in real life. Bijan win leagues. He's killing it, man. They're finally using him the way that they should have been this whole time. And what up, Sean? He said we got some extra people on Twitch today. I'm just logging on to say I lost Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson and Jamar Chase. Ouch. Thanks to Tank Bigsby and Hunter Henry. Damn, man, that sucks. And yeah, glad some more people are hanging out on Twitch today. Yeah.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
And Jeff, should I pick up Stafford or Herbert when Josh Allen goes on by? Do me a favor. Just let me know who they play each of those weeks. Let me know who each of those dudes play that week. Do that research for me, please, Jeff. And what up, Tony? Start 3, CDDK, Terry McLevin, Tillman Downs, Puka. Feel like, I mean, DK plays, you're playing him, right? So, I mean, DK would be in there. Feel like I'm not taking Puka out. And man, it's gonna be tough, dude, for Terry McLaurin. But I think I would go Terry McLaurin over CD. Yeah. Frizzell, am I crazy to think that even though the Cowboys don't have a QB, they'll still rely on Fergie versus Burrow with Gesicki? Probably, yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Charter got a trade. I give Kyren. I get Mahomes, J.K. Dobbins, and Brian Thomas Jr. Man, it's not bad, but what are the other options on wide receiver on that team that you might be able to trade for? Yeah, I hate the Terry matchup too. Yeah, and Tillman, this might be one of the last weeks where you might actually be able to deploy him. Sean said I was sitting on my bench, 16 points. Yeah. Yeah, he did solid this week. Salton losing with Jamar hurt. Yeah. Yeah, that's tough, dude. It really is. I mean, I've lost with like top guys like that too, so I know that feeling for sure. Kelly said, does Joe Ford have value? Jerome Ford? Not really. No, he kind of lost it all. And Goff or Love? I'm leaning Goff this week if you're talking about starting. Sean said, who'd you say was the big wide receiver pickup this week? I'm thinking about dropping Jaleel McLaughlin for S10A. Yeah, I would do that. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, MVS. I mean, he's the biggest waiver wire ad like this week for sure. And like, I mean, he's like a dart throw flex to me, but you know, we saw Derek Carr going down the field like crazy, like earlier with Shaheed and stuff. So, you know, maybe he is good for one big play, like a game. And really, if he just gets like two or three receptions, 60, 70, 80 yards, I mean, it's not that bad of a game. And it's not too shabby for like a random flex. Jeff said Stafford plays Philly, Herbert plays Baltimore. I'm going Herbert, man, like Baltimore and how banged up they are. It's just a good matchup, man, for the QBs. Everybody's scoring points on Baltimore for the QBs. And Perry said, sucks, we're almost done with the season. Are you doing a dynasty league? Fuck yeah, bro. Said, so I'd be really interested. Can't find anyone who wants to do shit. I'll take some people. Yeah, so the next leagues that I'm going to be hosting, they're not dynasty. It's for the NFL playoffs. It's like a three-week tournament, and not like. It is a three-week tournament for the NFL playoffs, 12-team leagues. I have some with IDP, some will be non-IDP and just offense only. And it's a three-week tournament, and the top three scoring teams in the league are in the money. And everything's going to be through League Safe. Going to be super, super easy. The leagues are going to be on Fantrax. Fantrax sucks, but it's the best of every option that's available. Trust me, I've looked, and it's $20 buy-ins, $35 buy-ins, $55 buy-ins. 55! And then once those leagues are done, then we are going to be starting Dynasty Leagues, and those are going to be kicking off some in the beginning of February, and then literally like kicking off like for certain types of leagues, like the super flex offense only, like some of those might be kicking off like once a week, you know, twice a week, maybe in some cases, because those leagues were filling up like hotcakes. So, yeah. And $30 buy-ins, $55 buy-ins on those, and just super fun, super fun. And for Zoe, why are people adding Jerome Ford? Did I miss something? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Because he was on bye. Like, he got dropped like crazy because he was on bye. And some people started picking him up because, like, he's back. They got, like, a good matchup versus the Saints. Like, I don't know. Lack of options that are out there. Like, there's really nobody on waiver wires right now. Like, waiver wires are so, so thin. That's why I, like, tell people in the beginning, go hard for those guys in the beginning because, like, once we hit a certain point, it's like waivers aren't dead. There's always people to pick up. But people at this point who end up coming on are because of like injury. So it's not like people that we can really like predict necessarily. A lot come up like due to injury. And Abraham, I started Burrow, Chase, and Chase Brown. Ended with 168. I mean, it's really nice.
Nice.
It's funny. I had all of them on a team as well. This team that I had, it has IDP, and where we play a whole bunch of defensive players. Also, I scored like 450 points. I think I had. See, it's funny. You said you had like 168. I feel like I had somewhere like that, just with those three players combined in our league scoring. And let's see. Neil the Legend, what up on Twitch? Said, was it a good deal? I moved Henry for Metcalf and Puka. I mean, it's good if you have a shitload of running backs. My wide receiver room was Amon-Ra St. Brown, Terry Bryan, Thomas Jr. Running backs are now CMC, Chase, Buck, and James Cook. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's good, and it seems like those two guys are probably going to score more than Henry. But yeah, I mean, the running backs do make me a little bit nervous, but at least you got four of them. What up, Pod Son? Are we picking up Marshawn Lloyd? Meh. Oh no. Like, let me see. They opened up the practice window for him. I don't know. I think either way, they liked Emmanuel Wilson more. So I don't think so. Perry said, can't wait. Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. Just make sure you join the Patreon community at 420crew.com. You really just want to be there so you can be in the loop of everything. Like, if you get, like, people who want, like, the red carpet rolled out for them, go there and go sign up for the All Access. If you're on the All Access, I'd literally reach out to you. Like, you'll have like my business cell phone number and I will literally like reach out to you. But you guys got to get to that status for me to do that, because I know everybody wants that treatment and it's hard because there's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people I'd have to do that for. So that's why I make it at a certain level of access that you get. And Carlos, should I drop Bigsby for Esteme? Probably, but I think like it's kind of just because like I hate the Jaguars like right now, which I feel like everybody does, right? Let's see what the Jags schedule is. Yeah, Jags got a shit schedule, especially like these next 3 weeks. I feel like Bigsby is like going to be useless because you got Detroit, the bye week, and Houston. Bigsby's probably not even going to be valuable until week 15 or 16, and that's even if we trust him at that point. But let's go see the Broncos, though, because if they play the Chiefs anytime soon, like, that ain't good either. Yeah, Broncos don't have a good schedule, like, at all either. I mean, this week's kind of trash against Atlanta. They got the Raiders in week 12. And this is even why I said, like, if you go watch my waiver wire video, I give my thoughts on Esteme and say he's almost better. If you like, unless you really, really need him, like you're desperate, like for a running back, it's almost better if you leave him out there for your league mates. Because look, he's got Atlanta this week. That's not a good matchup. Vegas is a good matchup. But then you got Cleveland, who hasn't been a good matchup for the running backs. And then they got the bye in week 14. And then they got the Colts in week 15, which they've been a lot better recently. And then they got the Chargers in week 16. That's really horrible. And then you got the Bengals in week 17, and that's not really that good either. So is he even going to get enough volume to where in these bad games? Because you need volume if you're going to do good in these bad games. And what do you get, like 14 touches? I don't know if that's going to be enough to be like good if he's not getting like 20 plus touches, you know? It's kind of like what I'm feeling. So would I drop him? Would I drop Bigsby for Esteme? Would I drop Bigsby in general? Yeah, I would drop Bigsby in general. But I don't know if he's worth it for dropping him for Esteme. Or at least grabbing Esteme and then not holding him longer than a week or two. Maybe trying to trade him. Definitely has more trade value. What up, Frank? Pick up Judy and drop Waddle. No. And Russell, I already have Kittle and Ingram. Should I be picking up Njoku just to block the guy with as many tight ends as there are to stream? Well, it depends on like how many other tight ends are there to stream. Like Njoku's got a really good matchup this week. So even if you pick him up, you know, just to kind of cock block, like it is kind of worth it. I mean, it depends on like, do you have someone where you just don't need that spot, you know, at all? Playing against Lamar this week, I lost. Yes, I mean, Number one QB. It's, you know, anytime you go against a number one anything on the week, it's kind of just bad luck in general that you happen to face that person that week. Hey, Marco. Good morning from the future. What up, what up? Podson, would you rather roster Minshew, Desmond Ridder, or Trey Lance? Neither. None. Minshew, I guess. Like, if I'm forced to pick, you're giving me no option but to pick, I'm picking him. But I'd really be trying to get rid of all of these guys and just trying to figure out what we could do on the waiver wire with that spot. Marco, drop Hill and or Tucker for Akers and or Edwards. Feel like I'd keep Hill, but I feel like I would drop Tucker for Akers, though. Yep. Uh-oh, what the hell happened? Uh-oh, what happened? And let's see, anybody still with me? It says that you're having trouble streaming to YouTube. Anything wrong with YouTube right now, everybody? Let me know. And Crispy, I answered. Ghost Monkey, what up, bro? Just got out of work. Let's smoke. Let's do it up. Let's get it. Yeah, let me know. And can anybody, Tyler One said, what happened? Your Oxman channel's working fine. Yeah, YouTube keeps stopping your stream. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah, the other one's working fine. So hopefully everyone jumps over there. Probably not going to be live too much longer anyways. But, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Didn't even hear the answer to my question. So the answer to your question, I would drop Tucker for Akers. All right. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. It's done over there. I don't know why. It's something happened. It said on YouTube, and I don't know what the heck it is. Let's see. Something went wrong on YouTube, but I'm not sure. Not sure what it was. I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, thanks for jumping over to the other one, guys. Not sure what the hell happened here. And and Crispy. Well, hello. What up, Crispy? Yeah, that was weird. He said, "What D? Tennessee, Miami, Buffalo, or Houston? Miami." And Marco said, YouTube censored you again. I didn't even do anything worth censoring. I think it was, I don't know. Literally just think it's a glitch. Something. But all right. And let's see. Yeah, I don't even know if Kelly can hear me. Kelly just left. Let's see. Got to get the link. There you go. All right. There we go. All right. Let's see who else makes it over here. Smoke another bowl. We're going to get out of here very shortly. I got to go work on the best ball updates. And I got to go work on the on my IDP charts as well. I've been trying to do that like every other week. I mean, it'd be a lot to do every single week. Just a lot to keep up with. Once we can figure out a way to get all these stats and everything automated into one place, I can start building a bunch of formulas, but it's tough right now because I don't know how to get that part automated. But yeah, I want to try to create a lot of tools. That's for sure. We just need to get, we need to figure out the ways to get all these stats automated somehow coming into one place. Because once we did that, it doesn't even matter if they're like how many hundreds of players in there. As long as I can go through and set something up once, it would just keep working itself out within the algorithm. Shout out to our homies at Wafers, smoking on that Helado Mints. Go follow them. It's Wafers Official on IG. Wafers Official. All right, Kelly made it. There we go. MVS over Lockett. No, I think I would go Lockett this week. MVS, I'm nervous about him because he's not going to be a volume guy. He's really not. Oh, and Derek just came in right now. I said, did the stream end? I don't know why this shit happened. All right. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Yeah, and maybe I just need to... we just need to end it on the other YouTube channel. And then we'll get more people popping on this new one. All right. Derek made it back. There we go. Yeah. Whew. Yep. We're going to get out of here soon, but thanks for popping back in, Derek. We just got to keep smoking.
Bong hit.
I'll smoke it with you, bro.
I got five bong.
All right. Yeah, not sure what happened. The other YouTube channel got shut down. And I think it was just a glitch because I didn't even do anything that would get the stream shut down. Just smoking, and that's not gonna get the stream shut down. It's just normal. But yeah, not sure what the fuck happened over here. Literally just like a glitch, and just got stuck. All right. I'm going to work on the best ball updates pretty soon here. Anybody got any plans for the holidays? We got Thanksgiving coming up in a couple weeks. Noble's birthday is this Sunday. So he usually sleeps in, you know. So either way, I'll still probably have the normal like routine. Hey, there we go. Johnny made it over. Seawolves made it over. There we go. I don't know what happened on the other one, guys. Thanks for hopping over here. I'm going to be getting off here soon, but if you still have any questions or whatever, you know, feel free to leave them in. And this, make sure you subscribe here if you haven't. This is always going to be the backup account. I mean, you know, I don't know why it's the main one right now, but okay, throw them in, Seawolves. If it's start and sit, you can wait. I mean, until tomorrow. I mean, if it's what's it called? If it's waivers, you know, let's do them now. I don't know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving yet. Yeah, we normally just keep it like low key. We normally just keep it like low key at our house, and we do a honey baked ham. We get some sliced turkey and stuff, then make all the sides and all that. And not me. I say we, but it's Vanessa, her mom, sister. Like, they're all making it. I just do a good job of eating. And Seawolves, Oliver, Andrews, Hiller, Kraft. Kind of leaning Kraft. Let me see who the Ravens play again. Steelers, yeah, I'm leaning Kraft. Corey, who would you pick up? Ferguson versus Houston, Komet versus Green Bay, Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry, yeah. Drop Otten, Dubs, JSN. This is a three bench spot league. Drop one of those guys for the other one. Yeah, maybe Otten. Yeah, maybe Otten. Total on cooking dinner at home with the fam for Thanksgiving. What about you guys? Nice. Marco said, got at least a week of vacation, so I'm watching throw ball on Thanksgiving. Nice. There we go. Now I'm leaning on Hunter Henry for this week, Corey. Seawolves have Walker, Stevenson, Etienne, and Mason. Drop Etienne or Mason for Madison or Charbonnet on waivers. Nah, I just hold. I would hold on those guys. Frank said, I bet that one guy's gonna put some mayo on his turkey. Man. Yeah, that's Doug. I don't know if he knows about this other the other YouTube channel. And must drop one, have London, DJ Moore, Waddle, Metcalf, Puka. Wait, so what's going on? So tell me again, Seawolves. What is it? You got to drop one of those? Drop Stevenson. I mean, I'd probably drop Stevenson for Chase. That's Chase Brown. He's still available on waivers. Turkey breast in the crock pot. Nice. Honey glazed ham with all the sides. Hell yeah. Yeah, the ham's my favorite for any holiday, man. I mean, turkey's good. I just like ham more than turkey. And I like doing, you know, just getting a little roll, putting the ham on it, then putting some fucking some mashed potatoes on it, you know, maybe throwing some gravy or some corn on that biatch. Of course, the wide receivers are Jefferson Pickens, and maybe could afford to drop one wide receiver. I mean, if you were going to drop a wide receiver, I feel like, man, I feel like I would drop JSN, but I'm a little bit nervous about either one of those, dropping either one of those guys. Hey, Toker1 J, everyone, if you haven't joined the 420 crew, go do it, 420crew.com, hell yeah. Seawolves mayo on turkey, gross. This dude, he's mayo on everything. Said probably having a barbecue on Thanksgiving. Nice. That's the way to go. And Johnny said Doug should market his own mayo brand, Doug's Hot Mayo. Seawolves drop Goff for Herbert, Stroud, May, Rogers on waivers. Nah, I would keep Goff because he's got the Jaguars this week. Yeah. Make sliders with those legit. Hell yeah. I got to do a classic Friendsgiving game, which side dish is Medicaid. Ooh, nice. Everybody wins, right? Everybody wins. And Seawolves have Adams, Lamb, Cup, St. Brown. Drop anyone for Thomas Jr., JSN, Sutton, Harrison, or DK on waivers. Oh man, that's kind of tough because this is the one you can only have like four wide receivers. Man, I mean, it's tough. Like, I feel like no matter what, it's like if you drop, it's like Cup, St. Brown. I feel like I wouldn't want to do anything with those guys, but Lamb, I guess, is what we saw last week going to be a thing to come? Feel like they'll get on the same groove, but yeah, DK Metcalf is very, very interesting. I feel like DK Metcalf's probably going to outscore Lamb and Adams when it's all said and done. But it's so tough to, like, pull the trigger to actually drop one of those guys. I don't even know how I, like, tell you to drop one of those guys. But if you did, I guess it would probably be Adams. Seawolf, Smith, or Oliver. Probably Oliver. Yeah. Fuck, man. Derek said Lamb for this year is done. Hate to even say it. It's rough, man, because I got Lamb on multiple teams. I got Lamb on multiple teams, man. I don't even like coming to terms with that. Marco Mayer on Turkey, that's blasphemy. People should be burned at the stake for that. Well, now it's just like a running joke with like us making fun of him because he was putting like, and he's like, this is not just like regular mayo, you know, and like after the fact, but it was just so funny because it was like mayo on like everything. I can't even remember the type of combinations that he was talking about mayo on the food. But yeah. Yeah, I don't even really, not even really a mayo fan. Even if like I put mayo on a sandwich, it's like really just a little bit. Like that's it, just a tiny bit. And I am your gut hurts to unrest super flex to yeah. Yep, fuck Tua. I mean, it's probably the game that he's gonna ball out because it's the Raiders, but the Raiders are coming off a bye. And I just feel way more confident in Hurts and Russ and their matchups. Even though Tua has an easier matchup on paper, he's just all kind of fucked up right now, man. Of course, Geno versus San Fran, Knicks versus ATL, Herbert versus Cincy, Tua versus Vegas, Stafford versus New England, Carr versus Cleveland, Cousins versus Denver. Kind of leaning Herbert versus Cincy. Marco said, same goes for having a filet steak. Well done. Only barbarians do that. It's so funny because that's like Vanessa's go-to, the filet. Well done. Try to tell her she's taking a lot of the flavor out. She says she can't have it when it's not dead. Mayo on French fries, man. Where'd they say that they in Pulp Fiction? Holland, is that where he said that they dipped the French fries in the mayo? And Samuel Jackson, ugh. It's like, I'm telling you, man, they drown it in that shit. And Tokoron got to see who I got to replace Lamb. Amsterdam, there we go. Thank you. Seawolves, how come the wife's never on the show? I mean, you know, she doesn't like football or fantasy football. So, you know, maybe she'll be on for like something else in the future. But definitely not going to be fantasy football talk. In the Netherlands, yes. Corey, you like Keenan Allen versus Green Bay. Dude, fuck the Bears, man. Like, why? Like, why are they fucking with us like this, man? Why are they fucking with us like this? Like, you go out and spend all this money and get all these resources to get all these wide receivers, and your fucking quarterback can't complete any fucking passes to these guys. So, I don't know. Do I like him against Green Bay? Like, kind of, because he's not going to be the one covered by Jaire Alexander. But, like, everything just like last week when you were like, are you nervous about DJ Moore? And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm nervous about DJ Moore because the matchup was great. And what did he do? He fluked us. Fluked us. So, man. Yeah, really, I don't want my reputation to be based on, you know, these dumbass Bear wide receivers, man. Sucks. Really fucking sucks. And Seawolves, top defenses this week. Shit, Miami, Minnesota, the Rams. I would say those would be the top three that I would pick. Those three got some of the best matchups. So those aren't like waiver wire like teams, you know. I mean, maybe Miami is. So Okay, Seawolves. Here's the so here's what this is. I got a new format. I'm not gonna have a streaming defenses video by itself. It's gonna all be mixed in. The whole IDP has its own video, but this is the offense plus DST streamers. Plus DST streamers, plus players to drop. Very, very good video. And Corey, what'd you think of the new? What'd you think of the new format, Corey? Tucker1J, did you see the new the waiver wire video? What'd you think of the new format that I'm going to be doing? And tell me something about it that you liked. Don't just say it's good or bad. Give me something about it that you liked or hated. And Tucker, no mayo, yuck. Gross. Of course, they think the Bears secondary is going to lock down Green Bay wide receivers. Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Nervous about Dubs and Reed? Yes, I am. Tyreek Stevenson's back to, like, playing and playing at a high level. You know, he missed that. They sat him out that game or whatever to kind of discipline him, and he's been back, like, with a vengeance since then. Woo. Oh yeah. Whew. Corey said the new format rocks, is much simpler for everyone, eliminates a lot of the fluff in the other videos had. Yeah, definitely. Cause yeah, like making a video, like it's like I had to talk about like 5, 6, or 7, you know, like wide receivers or whatever. Like this, I could just make like, you know, 2 or 3 minute segment or whatever, where I talk about like some of the most popular ads and shit, maybe mix in a few guys that I like, but you know, just making it like real quick. So it focuses more on the actual key ads, less details, but straight to the point. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe I'll talk a little bit more about certain things, but I feel like, that's a winning format. Like just mixing that all together makes it a little bit easier for me to edit as well. And it's only one video. And if I can, we can get more people watching this one video, it's going to be way better than 5 separate videos trying to accomplish the same thing. That's my overall thought. And I probably should have done this a lot sooner, but you know, we can't go backwards in time, but I feel like that, you know, we don't know Doc Brown. I wish we did. But yeah, so this is just the way that I'm going to be doing it moving forward now. And I really got to find a simpler way to do the starts and sits. It just takes a long time. Like that's why I need a more efficient way. And it's like talking about every game. Also, it also makes it to where the video ends up being like 30 or 40 minutes. Like, and I know that that's something that people don't like. Like certain people, like I know a lot of people do like it, but yeah, I feel like there needs to be like a simplified version of this. And do I just break down and do rankings and rank like top 12 or top 24, you know, depending on whatever position like we're at? Marco says you can't go back in time. Says who? Marco from the future. And Marco said, I'm finally able to drop a player. I've been slacking quite a while on this. Yeah. Okay, Dex, I got to check it out. Yeah. Check it out, guys. Please let me know. Toker one, I like it quick and to the point. Perfect. All right. Whew. There we go. Been rocking for like an hour and a half. I don't know what the hell happened to the other YouTube channel. Shit fucking sucks. But either way. Or we hit this bowl, finish this off, and then we'll be back. Same, it's going to be tomorrow afternoon, like as well, because I'll be working on the starts and sits, and then you know I'll try to figure out a best ball update video or something. You know, got to try to figure out what to do. San Fran and what is this, Corey? Oh, there we go. Is Seattle and San Fran going to be a shootout or what might make a game of the weekend? Yeah, I mean, we hope so. We hope so. Like in these divisional matchups, like it could go that way where it's like a shootout like it was between the Ravens and the Bengals. But like look at the Ravens and the Bengals in like the first half. They were all over each other. It was like the film from the previous game made it to where they were shutting each other down. And I feel like that's also a possibility. So I don't want to go out on a limb and say it's going to be a shootout. But I do like a lot of the pieces because neither defense has necessarily been shut down. So that's why I would not be worried about starting any of those players. That a fair answer, kind of like answer rebuttal. Jennings, Tillman, Elijah Moore. Leaning Tillman this week. There's not going to be too many weeks moving forward where I'm going to be just blindly saying go Tillman. But with them going up against the Saints, I feel like, it's a really good matchup to deploy him in. So, yeah, I'm going Tillman. All right. And cheers. 420crew.com. Go get there, guys, if you are not there already. All right. Starts and sit video coming tomorrow. Gonna try to figure out doing some kind of best ball recap in the win video form as well. So we'll see you guys next time. Salute to everybody rocking, and appreciate you guys. You guys are the shit, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the hurt.